A Republican bill to repeal and replace parts of the Affordable Care Act is advancing in the U.S. House. It would end the tax penalty for going uninsured and lift regulatory burdens on employers. But its effects across the country are uneven. APRN Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin describes three things an Alaskan should know about the proposed American Health Care Act.
Thing one. Alaskans would be the biggest losers of tax credits.
Well, Alaska in this case is the most extreme example in the country of a more general problem with the House Republican tax credits approach.
Aviva Arendine worked on health care in the Obama administration. In a report for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, she made Alaska the poster child to point out that the Republican plan shrinks tax credits in some states more than others. This applies to people who buy insurance on healthcare.gov. Under the Affordable Care Act, the average Alaskan who buys a marketplace policy receives a tax credit, a subsidy, of about $13,000 a year. That's by far the highest in the country, to offset the highest premiums in the country. Under the Republican bill, the tax credits don't vary by location, just age. That means the average Alaskan marketplace customer would see a tax credit of less than $3,000, a drop of 78%.
How does it help people in very high-cost areas buy insurance?
House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Greg Walden says the bill his committee just passed can't do everything. But the Oregon Republican says the health secretary has levers to pull that could lower premiums in high-cost areas.
There's a whole nother opportunity under Secretary Price to make market changes that he can't share ahead of time by law, but I think he will make that will have an impact.
Thing two, the Republican plan would change the way Medicaid is funded. Now the feds and the states share the cost of the program that helps poor people, based on actual costs. The Republican bill would, in 2020, start paying states per capita for their Medicaid patients. The payment is tied to what they paid in 2016. Alaska spent a lot, so its per capita payment could be about double what a low-cost state like Alabama would get. The payments would grow over time, but if Medicaid costs grow faster, states would have to shoulder more of the tab. Thing three, Alaska employers are not escaping the Cadillac tax. That's a feature of the Affordable Care Act that would hit employers who provide high-cost plans for their workers, plans that cost around $10,000 or more per person per year. But in Alaska, it's more of a Subaru tax, because plans just cost more. A lot of Alaska employers provide plans that cost that much or will in the coming years. Under existing law, the Cadillac tax is due to take effect in 2020. The Republican bill keeps the tax but pushes the start date to 2025. That's just three things. There's a lot more to digest in the Republican health care bill, and Alaska's members of Congress say they're still studying it. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.